Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. At a recent New Westminster City Council meeting on February 9th, City Councilor Tasha Henderson put forward a motion for discussion requesting that city staff work towards developing a City Hall-wide AI usage policy. During the discussion that this motion sparked among council, it was stated that a New Westminster resident had reached out to the city due to their concerns regarding an email they had received from city staff that was seemingly AI-generated, exemplifying the need for a policy to be put in place that regulates its usage among City Hall staff. To learn more about the motion and what a timeline regarding a New Westminster AI policy may look like, we reached out to City Councilor Tasha Henderson, who had originally proposed this motion back on February 9th. We first asked her what were the reasons behind her bringing forward this motion.
Yeah, I think three things. So, a resident had reached out to me around AI use, and they came to delegate. His name's Jeff. He came to delegate that evening, and just wanting to know, you know, what the city was doing, given that we are really committed to climate action, and noting the, you know, resource intensive practices around AI. He was curious to know what the city was doing. So that came sort of as a, you know, put a bug in my ear. Another resident let me know that she felt that a letter that she had received from city staff may have been AI generated. That was concerning to me, that I wasn't aware that was a practice in which we were engaging in. And then I think just personally, I am slower to adopt new technologies, admittedly, but I have a lot of really, valid concerns about the adoption, increasing adoption of AI within cities, you know, both the like ethical and legal framework, but also impact on our staffing. I don't want to see people being replaced by technology. I was asked to moderate a panel at the Union of BC Municipalities conference in the fall. Ironically, I was moderating a panel on AI use in cities, and it really kind of blew my mind to see just how entrenched some cities already are in this technology. And the ways in which people and other teams are using it. And it sort of made me go, oh, are we doing that? I don't even know. And so I think that I would like to know how and when and if we are using some of these softwares. I don't know the correct language around it, but I definitely, I have an appetite to know how we're using it. And I think that the public, if people share some of the same concerns that I do, or that these residents do, I think people ought to have the right to also know how the city is using it, so that they, you know what to expect, and that we're transparent around it.
Next in our conversation, Councillor Henderson provided her opinion on the ways in which she believes the general public of New Westminster may prefer AI to be used by City Hall staff versus different areas where they would not.
You know, I see two sides. I see, on one hand, I think that the public would like us to find efficiencies and ways to make work go faster and to get responses from the city faster. So I do think that the public at large does want to see that. I also think that there are some things in which the public would much prefer having a personal response or a personal touch. And so, I think that the public, for example, would be pretty upset to learn that a city councilor was using ChatGPT to reply to their emails. Like, I personally would be upset by that, you know, if I thought that they weren't even sort of putting in a little bit of energy. And I think there are some topics that residents, I think, would expect a more personalized, response or like a personal touch to it, as opposed to perhaps maybe, asking a question around like, what are the zoning requirements? And then sort of getting like a blah, 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 here are the zoning requirements. Perhaps that was a standard template or something like that. So I think it kind of varies on what people like, what the public at large, and I think that there's also a huge spectrum amongst folks about their own personal use of these technologies. And I have friends that kind of use ChatGPT as a personal assistant and does a lot of stuff for them. And then on the other end, I have, people in my life who it is like a hard line to not engage at all with these technologies. So I think that, yeah, there's a lot of nuance here. And I don't know exactly around the disclosure. I would think that that was maybe something that we should be practicing. But again, I think that we'll be working this out as we're also sort of like in conversation with other government agencies, with other organizations around like what are people doing and hearing from the public around what their expectations are.
Afterwards, we asked City Councilor Tasha Henderson what a timeline regarding the creation of this AI policy may look like.
Yeah, with most of our motions, staff will come back at least with sort of a next step plan within 6 to 8 weeks. So they'll say they might not come back with, the full response of what we've asked them to do, but they might come back with an interim report that says, we are to develop this. We're going to have a task force that's going to review this and da, 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 and then this is when you can expect it. So I don't know exactly yet. I'm told that there is something already in the works and that there are some guidelines being created around its use. But again, I think there's so much to dig into in it that I don't think it's as cut and dry as to say, oh well, these things need to be written by humans and this side can be this, because I think there's also needs to be guidance around like, are staff adopting a practice of using it as sort of like a search tool almost? Are staff adopting it as a way to draft something but then edit it? I don't know. I don't know how it's being used. And I think it is very hard to monitor and track. And I'm not interested in sort of micro managing, everybody's like 9 to 5 during like every moment that they spend on the computer, because I think people generally use their time wisely.
At the end of our conversation, we asked City Councilor Tasha Henderson how New Westminster residents can share their opinions regarding this AI policy in City Hall. She said you could reach out to the Mayor and Councilor's email, which is mayorandcounselors@newwestcity.ca, or you can reach out to her directly with any feedback you have at thenderson@newwestcity.ca.
So yeah, happy to hear thoughts on both sides. Again, this is kind of new to me, and admittedly, I'm a bit of a dinosaur when it comes to new technologies. And I'm really eager to hear, sort of both sides of this coin, and to try to figure out, is there a compromise that people feel like they can get behind and live with? It might not satisfy, there are some people who are really pro AI and just want us to adopt it on everything. And then again, there are those people who have a hard line in the sand. And I don't know if we'll find a solution that works for either of those camps, but I'm wondering if it's possible to try to find the nuance here as we kind of like move through this uncharted territory.
Once again, that was our conversation with New Westminster City Councilor Tasha Henderson on a motion she recently passed during a city council meeting that will have City Hall staff work towards developing an AI usage policy in City Hall. This has been Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.